Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks episode 350 of this year, marking Tuesday the 16th of December of the year 2020. On this day in 1653, parliamentarian General Oliver Cromwell was appointed as the Lord Protector of England, Scotland and Ireland, for which I'm sure they were all very, very grateful and didn't kick his head around a public square like a football. Also in 1689, the English Parliament passed the Bill of Rights, establishing limits on Crown powers and a requirement for regular elections. It's good to know that it's lasted this long and nothing's getting in its way right now anywhere in the world. Your guest today on the podcast is the now deposed president of the Unaffiliated Conspiracists of the World Union, Tom Ballard. Can you tell me why that union collapsed so very, very quickly?
Because it's full of traitors, Alice, okay? Full of traitors who have been bought up by the Illuminati and who aren't dedicated to the truth. And also they're really bitchy and mean, and they kept meaning behind my back and, like, undermining me. And it was just like, what the f***? And I don't want to talk about it.
You live by the conspiracy, you die by the conspiracy.
Shut up!
Well, I will shut up, but then first I'll talk and then you'll talk because you're bringing us our top story, which today is life after COVID news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. News out of Scotland in one of the brief and very rare packages that makes it past Hadrian's Biodome, the Hadrian's Wall 2.0, it's that unsuccessful children's party Neil Gaiman impersonator and successful Neil Gaiman ghostwriter Neil Gaiman has been sending desperate letters out to all of his friends and family, suggesting that the friendly packages are food packages that his colleagues and associates and neighbours on Summer Isle consistently are feeding him might have a sinister undertone. He's done a little reading into the history of Summer Isle, and he thinks that their invitation to the winter solstice on the 21st of December may not be what it seems to be on the surface. Are you in contact with anyone on the other side of Hadrian's Biodome, Tom Ballard?
Well, you know, there's a few people I've slept with during the Edinburgh Fringe Festival who refuse to speak to me, Biodome or no. But obviously, I hope to get back there sometime. Are we able to go cross back into the Biodome if, you know, everything works out okay in 2021 and Fringe happens, or is that pretty much it?
At the moment, nothing goes in, nothing goes out, or other than the occasional carrier pigeon that happens to phase in sync with the incredibly elaborate and sophisticated dome technology that they have. And in advertising news, Amazon is now the world's biggest advertiser, according to studies, despite Jeff Bezos' own words in 2009 that advertising is the price you pay for having an unremarkable product or service. hung on your own petard there, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, suck it. Suck it in your billion-dollar palace. Go cry in your infinity pool. I bet it makes you feel real bad that you went back on your word.
Why are they advertising? Who are they advertising? Who doesn't know about Amazon?
No, people are advertising on them. I think people are advertising on them.
Oh, I see.
But I guess taking the money that people you have only disdain for is pretty much the MO of most corporations, so I feel it's entirely consistent with his ethical principles, which are minimal at best.
I guess he wants to shoot us all into space and live on the Elysium space colony too, so... it'd be nice if there were no ads up there. That'd be good.
I'm sure he's a perfectly fine person in person, but like, I just don't think that many billions of dollars can be morally neutral. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's the Satan. there is a story about Jeff Bezos being a very smart child, and at one point he asked his grandma how many cigarettes she smoked a day, and he did the maths and informed his grandma how many years she'd taken off her life due to her smoking, prompting his own grandma to break down in tears. So that's the very normal and non-psychopathic man who is on track to become the first trillionaire in human history. Everything's going well.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now.
Brought to you by Amazon, yes.
Because advertising is the soul of business, and if a corporation is a person, let's not contemplate the horror show that would be its soul. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nostalgia. Remember Nostalgia? Wasn't it great? And if you sign up for the monthly Nostalgia subscription service, you'll get reminders every month of how things were better back when they were worse, as well as preemptive nostalgia alerts on your phone, highlighting moments happening right now that you could definitely remember fondly if you weren't checking your phone, as well as proxy nostalgia, which is like stuff you didn't do in the 80s that everyone else is fond of, so you sort of pretend you liked it back then in order to fit in now, which reminds you of your entire high school experience, so it actually sort of works. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the newest product from the House of Zumba, the XXX-rated Roomba. For this festive season, welcome Kloomba into your home. Kloomba, the festive Xoomba. Like all other Xoomba products, it is a dildo strapped to a Roomba. But this time... with a reindeer painted on it for festive fun f***ing around the home. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And if you are busy donning some gay apparel, you'll know that it's very tight and it can be difficult to get it on in a change room. You're often sweating by the end of the process, so before you go out and gay your day away, then please drink half a glass of water to keep yourself refreshed during this season of jollity.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Post.
Top story today, life post-COVID. Tom Ballard, you are in Australia, living it up in the sunshine, relatively COVID-free nation. What's life like post-COVID?
Well, it's fine for me and it's fine for everybody because COVID never existed. It's been disproved. It's a lie. It's a hoax. It's a scam. And I may have said that on previous episodes about other subjects, but this time I f***ing mean it. I don't care what the union says. But once the pandemic is over, and it is pretty much over here in Australia, I assume it's the same for the rest of the world. I don't really read the news. But life is going to keep happening, and there's going to be a few changes to our world and the way humanity exists in the new COVID normal. The good people from Davos have released the list of things that are going to be changing a little bit officially according to the Great Reset. I've got some of those changes here for you, Alice. Firstly, humanity is going cashless, okay? No more cash for poor people, obviously. That was kind of the plan prior to the pandemic, but now we're making it official. All money, including cash, will be going exclusively to the top 1%. And if you don't abide by that, you're a public health risk, you selfish butthole. Everyone will be left-wing in the post-COVID world because all conservative people have become infected and died. Peter Dutton, Boris Johnson, Prince Charles, Jair Bolsonaro, Donald Trump, and Elon Musk all got COVID, making coronavirus the most effective left-wing activist we've had in about 6 years. Congratulations, comrade. There'll be no more fun in the post-COVID world. Everyone was having far too much fun before 2020, and look where that got us. No fun, particularly any bat-related fun, antics, or hijinks. No, thank you. That'll be over.
Poor Robin.
Comedy is officially cancelled around the world after COVID. Nobody missed it while it was shut down. And we've all realised it's pretty f***ing stupid. Just an absolute waste of everybody's time. All comedy clubs will be converted into museums dedicated to educating future generations about the historical comedy crimes that have been committed over the years. Basically, they'll just be playing footage of Andy Zaltzman doing stand-up on a loop.
Boo. Is what you will say.
That is what I will say. At Andy Zaltzman, who's a terrible comedian and person.
Wait, is this canonical to the last post, this beef you have with Zaltz?
I don't know. I'm so confused. This tear in the space-time continuum has got me all confused. You know, I can't keep up.
It's got us all confused, Tom.
Soon, humanity will be moving to a user-pays model across every single facet of life. We need economic change. This is what we need. If you use, touch, borrow, smell, or see something, or indeed anything, you will now be charged a small existence fee, which will be added to your account that you'll have to fix up at the end of the day. All that money will go towards the COVID recovery, and by that I mean it will cover catering at the Davos conference next year. No cash! And finally, post-COVID, Alice, all podcasts will come to an end. Not only because certain podcasts may be coming to an end, but also because we just have enough. There are enough podcasts that we can all listen to until the end of time.
That is true.
So the death of COVID also means the death of podcasts. All done.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Daniel, and he says, "Dear Alice, and that's you today." That's you today, Tom.
Oh.
"I wanted to get my letter in before the end of the year." Good plan. "Are there any other satellite-based podcast hosts floating above the Earth? Surely you were the originator of this trend, but has the success of The Last Post breaching the dimensional boundaries encouraged other people attempting to do the same? Good luck to you, Christopher." Daniel. Daniel, no, in this dimension they just fired Joe Rogan straight into the sun.
Really? I didn't know that. I think Marc Maron hangs around in a sort of glider above the Earth's surface, not quite into the stratosphere, but just sort of, you know, flying around using gravity and saying what the f*** is all the time. But, okay, Rogan into the sun, we're obviously hopping around the atmosphere of the Earth,
yes.
Which is flat. But most other podcasts are Earthbound because they're, you know, they're pretty pretty lame and pretty conventional, yeah.
Yes, yes, they are.
Particularly that Andy Zaltzman.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's a celebrity. He couldn't do a podcast to save his life. Well, that's all the time we have for your letters to the editor and all the time we have for the show today. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension with less than a month left until the end of the year. If you have not shared us with your friends and social media connections, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Go buy a t-shirt. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Tom Ballard. Tom, have you got anything to plug?
Screw all unions, particularly ones that destroyed certain conspiracy organizations I was involved with. Quit your union if you're listening to this. Listen to my podcast, Like I'm a 6-Year-Old with Tom Ballard, which you can find at all the podcast places, or hit me up on Twitter at Tom C. Ballard anytime you like.
Do that. The 16th of December today, you have 4 days left to buy tickets to the live online Last Post show, which you can get tickets to by signing up on thebuglepodcast.com. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative, or a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs. Sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.